Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. I don't know if you guys have heard, there's supposed to be a rapture today. So I've been going around making everybody laugh, saying I've made Jesus come on my birthday. And I'm really proud of that, because when else would he come, you know, other than my birthday?
Right, obviously.
Today is also my 38th birthday, which is really exciting. And so last night, before Jesus came, I thought, what should I have for my Last Supper? Because if today is truly the rapture, then I should have a Last Supper at 37. And if it's not, then I should just send off my 37th year with a good meal. So I chose Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
I know. Oh, my coming. Gosh.
Me neither.
Think outside the bun.
I know. And let me tell you something. I hadn't ordered Taco Bell on my own since 2012. And I know this because that's when my best friend up and died. And he would always, which was rude, by the way, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
He would always eat that. So I was like, oh, this is sad. And but
I thought it had to do with the Mayan calendar that time. Yeah. When we were all gonna die,
right? Like, December 20th, 2012. Yeah.
So whenever there's something bad about to happen apocalyptically, you are a Taco Bell gal.
I guess so. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I hadn't had it since 2012. I'm gonna go and have this. The last time I remember actually eating Taco Bell was in here like six years ago.
Went breakfast crazy.
Yeah, because they were doing like breakfast supreme somethings or whatever. Yeah. So I go into the drive-thru yesterday, and I don't know a damn thing about Taco Bell. I just remember chalupas. So I go up there, and I say to the lady, I was like, hey, look, I haven't been here in, like, I don't know, 13, 14 years. She goes, what? And I was like, yeah, for real. So can I just get, like, a taco box or something? Like, what do you guys have?
And she's
like,
a taco box.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we do have, a menu.
Yeah. A board with our items.
Well, she goes, we've got this discovery box or whatever. I said, give me one of those. With a Coke. And she was like, bitch, we are a Pepsi establishment. And I was like, oh, gross. Give me a Dr. Pepper. And she goes, nope, no Dr. Pepper here. They are pretty much Pepsi and 10,000 flavors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you just keep my drink then, please?
You know, they couldn't whip you up a Mr. Pibb?
Wait, did they have Mr. Pibb? I thought that was a Coke product.
I think Dr. Pepper. Well, I guess it depends on...
Honestly, I heard Pepsi and was so grossed out at that point. I honestly regretted my decision anyway. And so I was like, please just pick whatever you want for me.
Yeah.
And she was like, are you serious? I said, yeah, for sure. I got a $15 budget for Taco Bell. And she's like, all right. So she gives me some kind of box with a bunch of tacos and a Crunchwrap Supreme. And I said,
I'm so shocked by how Taco Bell illiterate you are.
I have no, honestly, other than chalupas and Crunchwrap Supremes, I don't know anything else on their menu. So, like, obviously, soft tacos and hard tacos. Yeah. And she's like, nachos, how do you feel burritos. About Doritos? And I was like, Doritos? Because at first I thought she said burritos. I was like, dang, this box comes with burritos too. And she goes, no, Doritos. And I was like, ew, gross. And she was like, I don't think you like Taco Bell. And I'm having a full-on conversation with this lady. And she's like, a couple of these tacos come with a Dorito shell. And I was like, who the hell would like that? And she's like, they're delicious. And I was like, I hate Doritos. So
the Doritos Locos Tacos.
I'm surprised she didn't say, ma'am, we are closed.
Yeah, so then she goes,
Make it another 13, will you?
Well, then she told me she was going to customize my box for me. And that made me laugh in ways that I'm not sure she picked up on. So I was like, perfect. I go up to the window. She's super nice. She tried to hand me a Pepsi. And I said, get that out of here. And I just grabbed my food and left. I didn't even take the drink. I was like, I'm dead ass. I don't want that drink. And she's laughing at me. And I leave and I go home and I said, hell yeah, I'm gonna love me some Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And I take one bite into a soft taco and the smells and the taste immediately reminded me, and I might cry right now, immediately reminded me of my best friend. And I was just sobbing.
Oh, no.
I was like, it turns out I do like Taco Bell. It just makes me sad.
That lady, she couldn't see you when you started eating it, right?
Because
she would have thought
I got
you
back
were
home.
Crazy.
I know.
Like, she hates Pepsi. And she's crying over Taco Bell. But
And she doesn't know what's on the menu, even though it's written on a board next to the car.
That was a disaster.
Smell is one of the biggest triggers of memory, right? And taste and smell.
I know.
It makes sense.
And I was like, I thought, I'm going to, like, film a little funny TikTok, and we haven't Taco Bell for the first time in 13 years. And I took a bite and started chewing, and I was immediately back into a taxi, you know, the days before Ubers, of my best friend ordering 10 tacos, because we, of course, we'd talk the taxi driver into taking us home for like $5 cheaper if we, you know, funded their Taco Bell order for the night. I was immediately back in that taxi where we're throwing hot sauce packets at each other and crushing soft tacos and just laughing. And I was like, this makes me sad. And I was like, I can't eat this. I did, though. I ate an entire Crunchwrap Supreme and 2 soft tacos last night. Sent out 37 the right way. And now we got a Rapture coming today. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
Excited. Yeah, I thought you guys would laugh at my whirlwind of emotions last night.
That's a top 5. Yeah. That's really something.
That is amazing. I wish I could get that emotional over Taco Bell. Usually my emotion is, oh, man, regret.
So will you get Taco Bell again? Like, not today, but like, let's say 3 months from now, you're like, I want a taco.
Oh.
Or was the, like, I'm sure there was some joy for it, but that feeling.
I was crying. Like, if I think about it right now, I'll cry again.
Like,
this was one of my best friends. Like, we were, I mean, soulmate besties. So when he died, it was completely unexpected. It was a car accident, which sucks. So, and he loved Taco Bell. So I think that my brain had just been like, don't eat that. You don't want to be sad like that. I had not had it myself since 2012. And putting hot sauce on a taco was kind of like, oh, this is sweet. And then when I bit into it, I was like, this is sad. Crying.
It's not the same at all. But it reminds me, when I was in college, my senior year, Hotwings and I were roommates. And the girl I was dating called me. And it became clear she was going to break up with me. And I said, hold on. And I got up and turned the CD off that I was playing.
So you could enjoy the music still.
She said, what are you doing? And I go, I turned that CD off because I don't want to hate it later.
Yes. I don't want you to ruin this song for me.
Now when I play that, because I still play it once in a while, it reminds me of that moment and it makes me happy.
Yeah. Like, what did your dead friend or what did your breakup ruin for you?
Yeah.
Like, you're not mad at your friend, but you're kind of bummed they ruined it.
Yeah, he's
Taco Bell,
Taco
turns
Bell.
Out.
Yeah. It's actually your story's funny, but it's also very sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
You know. I mean, I was alone last night crying into a taco.
That part's not, but the memory and your love and affection for a friend from a long time ago.
Taco Bell taco.
Yeah.
Yes, usually when that happens, people are crying for a completely different reason.
I know. I'm eating cat food. No.
Oh, rock bottom. It's 2 a.m. and I know I'm not going to sleep for 3 hours because I have the spins.
Yeah, my stomach's going to hurt from this. Mine didn't actually. It was kind of nice. Anyway, I'll try it again.
Okay.
Maybe.
Man, I'm not urging you to. I was just curious.
Yeah. Like, Taco Bell's
that's
good.
A strong reaction.
Yeah.